the lifestyle was good, but it was transient because a lot of the people on the island were expatriates like David, either working for the casino or for the pharmaceutical company Syntex or for Borco, the oil refinery company. And people came and went, and the contract every year had to be renewed, and there was always you know, is it going to be renewed? You know, we might have been thrown out sooner. But so we never quite knew what. But it was a lovely life, beautiful sunshine a lot of the time, you know, a hurricane here and there. We did have one after Alex was born. Had to go and shelter with the friends up in their place. No water, electricity, phone for at least 48 hours. I remember making tea using candles, four candles, something on top, and boiling water. Well, you had to be inventive. Yeah. You know, we didn't have the mod cons in those days. That was in 79.
So is there a Jewish community?
Yes, there is. Yes. I have photographs, but not where I'd be able to get hold of them today. There's a synagogue in there, in Freeport. Mostly the people who come were expatriates. A lot of the people were sort of the people who lived there, but people came from Miami as well, and all over the place. I don't remember if they held Shabbat morning services, certainly High Holy Day services.